CDL. Today we have Chef Abby on with us today. I'm just going to go into this, Tyler. Chef Abby, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. We're glad to be here.
Good. Yeah, I guess. Okay.
Let's go ahead, Tyler. Just do your thing real quick, and let's get this lady cooking with gas here.
Yeah, I get the pun. All right. So. Just to start off, before we give all the background and everything, what got you into trucking?
Well, what got me into trucking is I was actually a master chef first. Well, and before that, I was a model for Chevrolet. But I got into trucking when I was sitting in a car park, well, truck stop, as you would call it here, and I saw this huge guy get out of this lorry or tractor trailer anyway, and the whole bloody thing just went side to side and bounced back, and he was so big, and I'm going, you know, with all my expertise in food and nutrition and the chemistry, I could help these people.
So
of course my grandmother reminded me 13 years ago that I was not quite the model figure, and I'd have to prove it first.
Okay.
We'd be dead on the road.
So basically, you got into trucking. But I mean, you're in a truck now, right? Like
Yes, I'm actually sitting in my sleeper.
Right. So, okay, do you hold a CDL then, or are you, do you just ride passenger? Okay. Okay, so by prove yourself first, you're saying your grandma said you need to get your CDL and become a trucker before you can start cooking and living and showing them how to cook on the road, is what you're saying?
But I had to get my weight down because I weighed 287 pounds.
Oh, wow. Okay. So.
And I had to prove, okay, well, one, I could drive a truck, of course. Then I became a trainer. And at the same time doing all that, I'm dropping my weight.
So okay.
I'm proving it could be done on the road.
So you had to walk the walk before you talk the talk, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
All right. Or
she gained a CDL and lost some weight.
Yeah. Perfect. So that was your way of getting into the industry and why you want to get into the industry. How long have you actually been in the industry? How long have you been trucking?
I've been in the industry for 13 years.
Okay.
This year will be my 14th year. And I came out to help drivers become healthier.
Okay.
And I've got quite a bit of following. So
yeah, I was looking at your pages.
Let's go ahead and
plug your pages real quick. So mention the following. Go ahead and give us your YouTube channel. What's your YouTube channel?
The YouTube channel is Truck Driving Chef.
Okay. And if you just go to YouTube.com, just search for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, you can do that.
And how about Facebook?
Facebook is also the same thing.
Okay, so just search for Truck Driving Chef. And then you said Twitter, something a little bit different, right?
Right, Twitter's a little different. It's Truck Driving Chef without the G.
Okay, so
it's like truck driving.
Okay, I see. Truck drive-in, not driving. Okay. All right, so Truck Drive-In Chef. And if you want to just send those over to us in the messages, we'll be sure to send those out. Okay, cool. So you've been trucking for 13 years. You got your CDL. You lost your weight.
Yeah, we want to know what you weigh now.
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask. So what did you end up getting to?
I dropped down to 168 pounds.
Hot dog.
There you go.
And I fell out of the back of the wagon.
You fell out of the wagon? Uh-oh.
And I hurt my knees. So I gained all the weight except for 20 pounds of it back 4 years ago.
So 267.
As of 4 years ago, that's what I gained. Now I'm down to 175.
There you go. So you've done it twice. You've not only proved it can be done once
exactly.
while trucking, but you can actually do it twice even if you get injured as a trucker. Perfect. Awesome.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's kind of, we're trying to think of what the actually...
What do you think? We can ask her anything we want.
Let me finish what I was saying. I was saying, well, you know, what do we
I'll
actually...
I'll ask anything as long as it's appropriate.
Right. Well, we were going to say, I was thinking, okay, well, she's a truck driving chef. Okay, we know...
I'm going to call her Poppins.
We can try and get her, you know, to explain how she got in the trucking and everything else. But I was like, what are we actually going to do? And then I thought about it, and I was like, why don't we get a couple recipes or something from you, like maybe a couple titles?
I hear her talk, it reminds mm-hmm. me. It reminds me of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
The
it's
Mary
got that
Poppins
cute accent going. Truly scrumptious.
just because she's got the.
Mary
the English accent or whatever, she's Mary Poppins all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I don't even remember if does Mary Poppins ever cook?
Who cares?
I did get called I got a teenager the other day called me Mary from Downton Abbey.
Oh.
God.
So
well heck, I got some questions for you. You got a question for her?
Yeah, I was just gonna
what's your question?
I was going to start off, I figured the first way to start off would be, you know, what's your morning routine, you know, probably the best way to start off the day when you wake up, for whether you're a night driver or a day driver, is, you know, what's kind of the essentials? What do you need in your truck in order to actually eat healthy?
Well, actually, a lot of it has to do with portion.
Okay.
Having the right trucker's portion is what I call it. You know, one packet of steel-cut oatmeal for those that have diabetes or, you know, type 2 diabetes. And I make a mixture that I've had used all my life, and it is the apple cider vinegar, honey and water, cinnamon and lemon and vanilla
mm-hmm.
in a proper portion, and mix it together into 8 ounces of water, and then drink it.
Yep.
And it helps with your weight, it helps with keeping your blood sugar levels right, and there's a lot of healing properties in the raw, unfiltered honey and apple cider vinegar.
Yeah, that apple cider vinegar, that stuff does yeah. wonders.
I actually know
yeah.
quite a few people that, when I was in the military, that 6 months before their PT test, they would start drinking that every single morning. They'd come in with a full jug of that and drink that same mixture, and they swore by it.
It's very healthy.
I will say, Tyler's...
Let's put it this way. The company that I work for, we have a lot of followers from the company I work for, Creek Carrier Corporation.
Hmm.
And matter of fact, I had one come to me today. His name is James. And he was so excited to meet me in person. And he's like, oh, my God, you're Chef Abby. And I go, yeah. And he goes, I have you to thank for what I got report from the doctor today, because he had a physical. His blood pressure level was down 2 points. His diagnostic was down 10.
Sweet.
And
awesome.
I was like, oh, wow. And he says, I've been doing everything you've been telling me to do. I listen, you know, because when he first met me, there was a group of people around me asking me all sorts of questions. So he sat back and, you know, and took notes, then started trying it, and he found out it's working. He's lost 14 pounds in 4 months.
So
been good.
What do you need in your truck? Like a rice cooker, or like what kind of like equipment?
Well, no, actually, I use what they call an it's called an inverter. You know, we're able to use a 1500 watt inverter. In you can run an Oster single solid burner. You can cook like a regular do in the house. I made beef Wellington.
Oh, sweet.
Here.
And beef Wellington obviously is a like a filet mignon with a mushroom based, whatchamacallit, wrapped in a pastry.
Pastry dough.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. By the way, I'm kind of a self-proclaimed little hobby chef myself. Chef Abby, what's your specialty? Talk to me. What do you really like to cook? Let's talk about the good food. Forget that healthy crap.
Well, I like to make, you know, the comfort foods like shepherd's pie, bubble and squeak.
Bubble and squeak.
Bangers and mash.
What's bubble and squeak?
Bubble and squeak is actually where you take leftover mash, well, potatoes, mashed potatoes, and you take cabbage, and you shred the cabbage up, and then you take carrots and shred the carrots up, and then you take, like, roast beef and grate it up, you know, break it up. You put it all together in a bowl, mix it up, and make what you call a patty out of it. Sort of like about the size of a hamburger patty, and you put gravy over it.
Yummy.
And serve it with Yorkshire pudding.
See, now that Yorkshire pudding, the preacher that I know real well at a church I go to, he talks about that Yorkshire pudding. Actually, his whole family's from England, and they talk about that Yorkshire pudding all the time. Yeah, absolutely.
So what do you, got to fry that patty a little bit or bake it?
Yeah, you take it. Use the New Wave product. They sent me a lot of things to use on a lorry to test to see if it works and so on and so forth. So I have a whole complete pot set, bake set. I make bread on here, all sorts of stuff. But
so that's kind of what
I'm... You take the pan, you put it in the pan, and I usually use butter, real Kerrygold Irish butter, or I'll use olive oil or coconut oil.
Yeah, I'm down
and
with
And I put it in there, and then you fry it. And you flip it around and whatever. You put it on the plate. You make your gravy. You put your gravy over top of it. You make your Yorkshires. Put your gravy in your Yorkshires, and you're good to go.
So is that, and you said you use a New Wave. You are you using one of those air cookers? Is that what you're saying, New Wave?
No, I have New Wave. Well, we were using that, but we ended up with the Precision Cooktops. They actually, New Wave went back to the drawing board for us.
Okay.
And made us one, the Precision Cooktop, that works on a 600 watt, 900 watt, 1300 watt levels. But the inverters that we have, it has to run on a pure sine wave.
Okay.
Or the modified sine wave sees it as a short and it won't run. That's why I had to go to the Oster single solid burner.
So obviously you don't have APUs, and Crete doesn't have APUs in their trucks. Is what you're saying?
No. Okay. Right.
Okay.
We have inverters.
Yeah, and that's just the one you plug in. It's into the actual charger itself. It's not wired directly to the battery, correct?
No, it's wired. It's wired to the battery.
Oh, it is wired.
But you plug a. Yeah, and it has regular outlet plugs on it, and I use an extension cord, you know, surge protector, and to plug in the regular appliances with. So, you know, it takes it, you know, the AC/DC thing and puts it back to where it's supposed to be so you can use it.
So
I actually have an oven on here too, so...
So I feel like I still, if we want some of our followers, you know, to start eating healthy and everything, like I still feel like maybe
they
don't
gotta stop trucking.
Like maybe like I'm still okay. So maybe they go to Walmart and they get one of those little heating little, what'd you call it,
an element?
Oster's grill.
Yeah.
Okay.
Single solid burner.
And is that all they need? And then maybe some pans, and they can cook everything you do on your videos. Or is there anything else maybe they should, you know,
pretty
get?
Much. I recommend that, not because New Wave has given me these things, but because I trust their product. This new Copper Chef and all this other stuff. See, New Wave had it first, then everybody else tried to copy what they did to make a buck. But I've noticed that I've used them before, and they wear out faster than a New Wave does.
Okay.
So I stick with the New Wave products now. One, because it cooks healthier. It cooks through and through at a faster rate, but a much more efficient rate. And time is what we look for out here in the lar, you know, driving.
Okay. So do you have, I'm guessing maybe you have a YouTube video that shows what the kind of stuff you use. I can just watch that on YouTube channel.
Oh yeah. Pretty much. That and Facebook.
Yeah.
I pretty much go through and tell them each time what it is I use, and whatnot. And this is actually, you know, going to become a reality show. We're working on doing what they call research filming at this point. And from what I understand, I believe from what my producers have told me, Oxygen was interested, so they had us go back to the drawing board more or less. To give them a better understanding of what we're doing.
Cool.
Okay, yeah. So Oxygen's looking at her. That's really cool. And let me ask you a question. Yeah. You run 48 states with Crete, or are you just like a regional driver? What do you do?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And where are you?
I drive all 48 states.
Where are you domiciled
and
at?
And train people how to do it. My terminal is out of Wilmer, Texas, but right now at the moment I'm in Marietta, Georgia.
Is that where you live, in Marietta?
No, I actually live in Corsicana, Texas.
Oh, sure, I know where Corsicana's at. That's awesome. But now, you did I just hear you say you're an actual trainer for Crete? You actually have a student with you now?
No. I'm going through the process to be the trainer, but I have trained people.
Okay.
I do train them.
Yeah, that's a good paying job.
Once a trainer, always a trainer, man.
Yeah, Tyler and I, we interviewed a trainer today for a big company, and he mentioned the kind of money he's making. So I would tell you that you're most likely going to probably double what you make now when you become a trainer. At least that's usually with most carriers. Yeah, it's awesome. Awesome.
Probably so. But I'm supposed to be on sometime this summer. I'm supposed to be on the Shanty Show. They've asked me to come on. They're going to do a barbecue cook-off type thing and make me be the judge.
What's the Shanty Show? Where's that at? Is that on the Food Network?
She has a, I think she said it was Channel 22 and KW this summer. She's going to try and work to get them involved. Mm. And what's going to happen is, I told her, I said, you don't want me to do that. She's like, why not? I said, because I'm going to turn into Chef Ramsay real quick.
Have you met Chef Ramsay?
She's like, but that's what we want. No, actually, I've seen videos and have been taught how to cook like him through those. But that's about it. Yeah. I have him on my Twitter, so.
Yeah.
He actually, he's got a lot of really good videos now. So. You know, he's got a lot of really good videos. He's starting to turn into that guy who's actually nice and trying to teach people and less mean. I don't know. It's kind of weird seeing him in that environment. But he has a lot of real good videos.
And less yelling and less of the F word.
Yeah. But still a really funny guy and really good cook too. But so you got your YouTube channel and your Facebook page. You're looking at maybe having a show potentially on Oxygen. What is there anything else going on with Chef Abby aside from that? How often do you produce like videos out there? How often are you doing it every week, every day?
We try to get in at least once a week. Now we're going to be doing an Easter special for the next different things where I'll read, you know, cause there's a lot of truckers out here that have children. I'll probably do a story time or something this weekend. Easter eggs. We color Easter eggs on board, you know, make different treats for the kids and stuff. Of course, the parents really love me because then they're like, you know what? Because of you, I've got to do this now.
So, Abby, did Crete by chance give you like a little signature truck, you know, like a little patch on the side that says Chef Abby on board or anything like that? I know some carriers do
no,
stuff like that.
No, but not yet. But Ton Ostergaard, the owner, and I, and my CEO, Corey Busby, of TDC Productions, we had a meeting about it, and he said, you know, by all means, use the truck,
you know.
So that's what I do.
You know, I'm pretty famous for my cheesecake. Maybe I'll have to bake one up and send it to your truck one of these days. What's that?
Swap the recipe?
Oh, I'm not allowed to give that out. But if you would like, I might bake one and send it to your truck someday. What do you think? Tyler, tell her about my cheesecake and don't lie.
Good.
He loves
it. Good luck getting it through the lorry.
Yeah, you can only eat one slice and you're stuffed. It's really good. I'm not gonna lie. I don't know if I'd recommend it. All the truckers sitting on, you know, in their seat for 6 to 8 hours a day, and you're gonna have to definitely create your workout routine.
It's not easy to get Tyler to compliment me.
Definitely,
but
about instead of 3 miles, I'll be doing 9.
I think that was a big compliment. I said you're gonna have to work out more in order to keep up with it. That's a compliment for a cheesecake.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, there you go.
So now, do you bake in that? I did hear you say you got a little oven on board too, yeah. Right?
Yeah, I have a rival. Little toaster, it toasts, it bakes, and it broils, and it runs on 1,000 watts. And of course, you keep the lorry running while you're doing it.
What does that temperature get up to in the truck?
It gets up to 450 degrees.
Wow, that's really cool. And that's on a 1,500 watt inverter, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And it only takes 1,000 watts to run it.
Sweet. Gosh.
And the Oster single solid burner only takes 900.
Okay.
And then I've also got a coffee pot that makes, it's a frameware coffee pot that makes, I call it a kettle. I have to have my tea, you know.
Naturally.
You know, Tyler, I'm actually sitting here thinking, she has a title. It's, her real name is Catherine. Catherine, what's your last name? May we put that on the show?
Schaefer.
Catherine mm-hmm. Schaefer. And ironically, Creek Carrier owns a trucking company called Schaefer Trucking. But anyways, but she goes by Chef Abby. Tyler, I'm thinking about maybe getting a nickname here on Talk CDL. Maybe I can have you call me Master Troy. I'm thinking,
hey,
Lord or Master Troy. Tyler,
I was thinking,
address me as Master Troy.
I was thinking maybe something more along the lines.
You could actually call Lord Bishop Master Troy.
Lord, I like that, Tyler.
Did you say Lord Bishop?
No, Lord Bishop Master Troy. Lord Bishop. Tyler, call me Lord Bishop Master Troy.
I'll just call me King Tyler. Pretty sure that's above a Lord Bishop, right?
King Tyler.
Or call me Prince Tyler, because Prince Harry's a pretty cool dude.
Prince Tyler, would you refer to me as Lord Bishop Master Troy?
I did not knight you or anything to make you a Lord Bishop.
Lord Bishop Master Troy. And she's my personal Chef Abby. Hey, are you going to be in Florida at all, Chef Abby?
We actually have a terminal there in DeLand.
That's right, you do.
So I don't know how far you are from there.
What's that?
How far are you from there?
Where we're at now, pretty far. We're almost in Pensacola where we're at now. But many times we're down near Tampa. And we're only usually about 90 miles from there.
A
lot of times I get down that way.
Oh, sweet.
If you ever get down in the area, you can just send us a message on Facebook and maybe try and go live with Chef Abby or something.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah, maybe we'll cook up some pancakes or something.
We can go live and do like cooking with Chef Abby.
Cooking with Chef Abby.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Lord Bishop Master Troy.
Yeah. Well, there's a network. I forget which one it is, but they're interested in doing a spin-off, actually, of Star Driving Chef. And it'd be called Long Haul Cooking with Chef Abby.
Long Haul Cooking. That's a pretty
long
good
haul trucking. Yeah. Long haul cooking.
Long haul cooking with Chef Abby. That sounds pretty good.
I'm gonna watch that show.
Yeah. Wait. I mean, are you gonna be in it, or do they have an actor?
It would be my show. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, here's a suggestion. I know probably people give you suggestions all the time, but now my motor's always turning when I'm hearing things. Chef Abby, how would this sound? Sure. Everywhere you go, like say you're in Texas, so you should do a special on cooking brisket in the truck. If you're in Pennsylvania, some good old-fashioned Pennsylvania Dutch halupkis or some kind of ham and cabbage or something. Go to New York and show them how to really throw a pizza in that truck. I mean, just go everywhere and just teach them all those ethnic
foods. I
don't know
about throwing a pizza, but...
Oh, yeah.
I make actually an Italian dish called... one of my signatures, it's called kale spinach and shrimp Alfredo.
Kale spinach and shrimp
Alfredo.
Sounds like a dish you get in Greece.
No.
No?
It's made with fettuccine Alfredo.
I would eat that.
Yeah, I was just thinking maybe because of like the kale and the shrimp or something.
With Tyler and I were just out to dinner tonight with our wives, and I had the shrimp and scallop alla vodka with linguine. It was pretty good, actually.
The vodka sauces are really good.
Yeah, I like vodka sauce. And this was actually a mild one. It was very good, actually.
So, okay, so you're cooking,
she's cooking, she's trucking.
You're trucking, you're losing weight.
She's going on oxygen, possibly. Not literally oxygen. Hey, yeah. Look at that. Chef Abby's on oxygen. More puns.
More puns.
Yeah.
So, what, aside from the cooking aspect of things, what do you recommend for truckers for the weight loss aspect of things? I know eating healthy in portions is huge, but is there anything else they should be doing along with that in
exercise.
Order to, you know, achieve? Yeah, exercise. But truckers see, most of the time you just say, hey, go exercise. They'll be like, okay, thanks for telling me that. But
well, what I do, when I tell them, like the several drivers at our company that were diabetic and they have what they call 6-month medical card. Mm-hmm. Well, they've been working with me for 10 months, or I've been working with them, one or the other, how you want to put it. But when they first started working with me, I told them, I said, hey, look, I'm going to do this with you, but you need to do this to cleanse your body and get your body ready to accept what you're going to do to it. And so what I did is I had them drink the naked juices, such as kale blazer, because the kale actually is part of the high alkaline food. And the high alkaline foods actually build and grow the embryonic cells that go to your cartilage, that go and build your tendons and your joints and help put them back where they're supposed to be. And it rebuilds them. And so when you drink all these things and you cleanse your body out, of course, I recommend that they start it when they're at home. It will go right through your system because all you're going to do is drink those juices for 30 to 40 days. But we tried that for the first 4 days, and all of them came back to me and said, Chef, we need some sustenance. So I said, okay, I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
So I said, all right, so drink one juice or half a juice or whatever and have a bowl of steel-cut oatmeal or have a banana with it or have a piece of chicken with it. You know, something small, not to overdo it, and drink that with it. And they're like, okay, so they did that. Well, each one of them have come back to do their, what they call the physical, yearly annual physical.
Yep.
But they're having to do every 6 months, so they came back to do it. They now have 2-year medical card.
Awesome.
And they have all between them dropped anywhere from 35 to 65 pounds.
That's great.
And I just couldn't believe it. And the owner was like, I can't believe this is really working, you know?
Right.
At first, but,
it's amazing.
You know,
it's amazing how what you put in your body affects what happens to your body, right? It's almost like it's almost like your body absorbs what you put in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It does. and you know, putting all that in and getting it back to where it's supposed to, they're no longer taking their medication. They're no longer having to take their acid reflux, you know, and the diabetic medication that they're having to take, they're not having to take any of it anymore.
Good. Well, that's good. That's great to
you
hear.
Know? So I can't do that. And then after that, then we introduce their body back to the more natural side of things, such as, you know, more protein, more, you know, like chicken, fish, you know, I try to keep them close to that. I tell them, if they eat with me, like tonight, I took some of the drivers up this afternoon, actually, too, and we ate at Pacific Buffet here in Marietta, Georgia. The only buffet, being a master chef, I don't recommend buffets, but this one particular one I do, cause it's really good food. and the sushi is amazing. And I have this thing that you're with me, you have to have a no thank you helping. So I make them all try sushi. And then after that, they all love it. So it's good for them.
Yeah, so you got to splurge every now and again. You know, you got to have those mm-hmm. times where you make yourself, you know, feel a little good, you know, as long as you're not doing mm-hmm. that more than you're suffering with some of them healthy foods.
Right.
I guess you got to, you know, it's a good balance. I mean, you can make healthy food taste good. So
yeah, you can. I mean, a lot of people are going, oh, you've got to eat healthy, 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 healthy. Okay, eating healthy is the proper portion. You don't have to give up. Of course, give up snack cakes and soda pop and sweet tea and stuff like that. And people are like, well, I can't have Gatorade and I can't have honey. And I'm like, no, you can have Gatorade, but it's two parts water, one part Gatorade.
Yep.
Because your body has to have electrolytes.
Yep. Actually, that was...
If it doesn't have electrolytes, we're all robots, literally.
Yeah, that's actually pretty big. When I was in a training once, that was always water at half and half, because if not, people would actually still, even drinking only Gatorade, you would still pass out if you didn't half and half it, because of the... You just needed a little bit for those electrolytes, and that's definitely true.
Right.
So... Awesome.
And, but if you have too many of them, it'll cause you to gain weight.
Yeah, I could see that.
Hey, real quick, Chef Abby, didn't I see that you wrote a book also, or was that not you?
Yes, I write children's books too.
You write children's books. So, and you do this also yes. while you're driving down the road in a truck, or what? You do this on your spare time trucking?
Pretty much.
Kind of.
I
You know, when you're not,
I can,
when you're driving down the road, you got nothing to do but think.
Right, and I write that, what I do is I wear my headset, and I have an iPad or my phone attached to the dash, but I touch it. Before I take off, I pull up my Word, you know, Microsoft Word, and get it ready to go. And then as I drive down the road, I talk it into the microphone, it goes onto the screen, and when I stop, I edit it.
Cool.
Oh, okay. So you just have a voice recognition on it.
You're like dragging it.
Yeah. Cool. Awesome. Well, Abby, we're
and then it's on the one story I wrote. It's actually on Kindle.
Okay.
It's called Size Doesn't Matter.
Size Doesn't Matter. Okay. So everyone listening, check that out too. It said on Kindle. Search Size Doesn't Matter. It's a kid's book. That one too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Check.
It's a children's book. It's about a puppy.
Awesome.
That is a runt puppy, more or less.
Oh, okay.
And his brothers and sisters pick on him, and he outsmarts them with his size later on.
Is he good? Is he potty trained?
Well, I hope so.
Because even if size doesn't matter, you still can't go in the house. I'm telling you. And especially if you're a trucker. If you have a puppy in the truck and he's going to the bathroom in there, you know what? You heard the story about my dog, right? I had a little min pin, and he took a dump in the bed and then pulled the cover over it while I was eating. And yeah, he was a smart little guy.
What?
So smart, it was his last trip in my truck. God. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So, size mattered that day. He left a really big dump in the truck, too. It was horrible. it was a lot of stuff. Size mattered.
Oh, man.
But the smell was worse. But anyways, go ahead. Go ahead. Finish up, guys.
All right, so yeah, what we've now, it's a children's book now that, so if you got kids out there and you want to read a good children's book, I guess check out Chef Abby's children's book. We're about up on that time now. We like to try and keep them about this time, our episodes. I would like to get your mm-hmm. final thoughts
before
I ask my last few questions.
And we want her to come back on again later
yes.
on this summer. We'll be recording at the end of summer, Lord willing. So, but yeah, go ahead, get our final thoughts and then mm-hmm. we'll wrap it.
Yeah, what's your final thoughts for truckers out there? What do they need to do in order to lose weight and stay healthy?
You already asked that.
Just get out there and walk. Even if you, in a 30-minute break, even if you can only do a mile at first, it'll gradually get better. Stay away from the Coca-Cola, the soda pop, carbonated drinks. No snack cakes, and I mean it. No snack cakes.
No snack cakes.
Does that... And eat healthier snacks like granola bars or, you know, something like that early in the morning because it regulates throughout the day, releases energy, you know, carrots, vegetables as midday snack, you know, stuff like that. And get lots of green tea and antioxidants.
Awesome. So you heard it, guys. Make sure you go
Good.
through every single drive-through, Burger King, McDonald's. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do that. Chef Abby, you heard it from her straight. You know, she's lost the weight. She has a CDL. And make sure you're checking her out on YouTube and watch how she makes her food so you can do the same. Get healthy in that truck. I got my two questions I'm going to ask you. Number one, what's your favorite route out on the road? You said you're a regional driver, but if you could choose where to go, what would it be?
Actually, I'm an over-the-road driver. I drop
Oh, that's right. I'm
off
sorry.
48.
You're over
My
OTR. Even
favorite.
better.
I would have to say my favorite route would be staying the Midwest on 70 or 80, but anything past North Platte, Nebraska, forget it.
I don't blame
No
you there.
signal out that way.
Nice and windy up
I end
there.
up with tons of emails by the time I get back out of there.
Awesome. Okay. Second question for you is, what's your favorite healthiest snack out on the road, you know, that you can eat?
I take the natural, no, not natural, Nature's Valley granolas that are all crunched up, you know, that you can get at Walmart, and the Trailblazer stuff. I mean, not Trailblazer, but the trail snacks, you know, mix them together, put them into a container, and put them up for later, and there you go. Your
Awesome.
snack.
All right. Well, that's good. Good. That's, you know, we've done a lot of interviews today, and every one of them liked a different part of the country, and that's pretty awesome. Troy, what's your final thoughts?
Well, now that my new title is Lord Bishop Master Troy, I would tell you, I was perfectly in agreement with our guest today. I really enjoyed having on Chef Abby. I got to be honest with you, before we let her go, I got to tell everybody, there's only a few things that keeps my attention. It's true. And I've told this to people a million times. And whenever I'm feeling down, I'm in a bad mood, literally, I'll walk out into the kitchen, I'll start cutting an onion and just cooking or preparing something. Cooking is my biggest hobby. I love playing the guitar. I'm a pool shooter, but over everything I do, literally cooking. I know you guys are thinking, "Wow, Lord Bishop Master Troy, you are a chef." And yes, I am. I'm not certified, but in my own mind, I am. But I will tell you, I love cooking. I've never cooked in the truck when I was out there on the road, but you know what? I got to be honest with you. I think that we should all go on her page and check out what she's doing and learn a few things. And not to mention, we didn't even talk about it. Maybe when we get her back on again, Tyler, we can talk about how much money you save just cooking in the truck versus eating out. So, with all that being said, I say stay safe, Tyler. Just take it away, brother, and don't forget to mention everything. All right.
Awesome. Okay, so from that respect, thank you for being on the show. We really appreciate it, Chef Abby. Make sure you check us out. Anyone listening, talkcdl.com. You can listen to all the episodes, including this one, which you obviously know because you're listening to it. But you can also find us on facebook.com/talkcdl. You can find us on youtube.com/talkcdltruckingpodcast. While you're on YouTube, while you're on Facebook, make sure you check out Chef Abby's pages as well. You can see down below if you're on the talkcdl.com listening to this episode. Below the episode, you're going to see all the links for Chef Abby's YouTube channel and Facebook page and Twitter channel. So I would just say one final last farewell for the listeners out there, Chef Abby. Got anything for them?
Farewell, guys. You keep the sunny side up and the rubber on the road.
Hey, you know,
Keep those
that's a good
shoes
one.
on the ground.
Yeah, that's, you know, they. I've never heard it in that combination. I've heard keep the sunny side up, but I haven't. But it's always been something else instead of rubber on the road. So I like that, guys. Stay safe out there. Make sure you guys are keeping on that CB and make sure you're cooking and following Chef Abby. Thank you so much, guys. We'll talk to you soon.